Good morning, church. It is wonderful to be together in the house of God today. Before we read God's word today, let me tell you a story. A few years ago, a teacher decided to conduct an experiment in the classroom. She held up a 20-pound note in her hand and asked the children, "Who would like this?" Immediately, every hand went up. Then she screwed the note into a tight ball and asked, "Who still wants it?" Every hand remained up. She dropped it on the floor. She stepped on it. She rubbed it into the dirt. Then she picked it up again and asked, "Who still wants it?" Again, every hand went up. The children understood something important. The value of the note had not changed. It had been crumpled. It had been stepped on, it had been through the dirt, but it was still worth 20 pounds. Church, before we go any further today, some of you need to hear this. Life may have crumpled you, disappointment may have stepped on you, failure may have knocked you down, people may have spoken negatively about you, you may have made mistakes. You may have gone through seasons you have never expected, but your value has not changed. You are still precious in the sight of the God. You are still loved by God. You are still called by God. You are still valuable to the God. As Isaiah chapter 43, verse 4 reminds us, you are precious and honored in my sight, and I love you. Your worth is not decided by what has happened to you, but by the God who created and loves you. Isn't that good? Even if the weather outside is gloomy, God's goodness never changes. In Britain, we have sunshine, rain, wind, and four seasons all before lunchtime. But thank God his faithfulness doesn't change with the weather. Today, I want to speak on a simple subject. You are more valuable than you think. And this is exactly that Paul is helping us understand in today's passage from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11 to 21. Now, turn to the person next to you and tell them, you are more valuable than you think. Now tell your second choice, because the first person looked a little suspicious. I want to begin with a simple question. Have you ever done something good for someone and felt completely unappreciated? Perhaps you spend hours helping others move house and they barely say thank you. Perhaps you worked hard at your job and someone else got the credit. Perhaps you cooked a lovely meal and all anyone said was, "Is there any ketchup?" Sometimes life can feel like that. A husband spends all Saturday fixing things around the house. He repairs the fence, cleans the garden, washes the car, and at the end of the day, his wife says, "You missed the spot on the window." A wife spends 3 hours preparing Sunday lunch, and somebody says, "The potatoes are still dry." A preacher spends 20 hours preparing a sermon, and after church, someone says, "Nice tie." Life can be funny sometimes. We laugh because we know it is true. All of us are like to be appreciated. All of us like to know that our efforts matter. In our passage today, the Apostle Paul understands exactly how that feels. Paul had invested in his life in the Corinthians. He had prayed for them. He had suffered for them. He had taught them. He had loved them. He had planted the church. Yet instead of thanking him, some people were still questioning him. Some were criticizing him. Some were comparing him with other teachers. And yet, despite all of this, Paul continues to love them. What an example. Because in these verses, Paul teaches us three life-changing truths. Can I have the second slide? The first truth is, your value comes from the God, not the people. As said in Psalms chapter 139, verse 14 says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Our confidence is secure when it rests in God's truth rather than in changing human opinions. One of the biggest mistakes we make is allowing people to determine our truth, our worth. Many people spend their entire lives trying to impress others. As children, we want approval from our parents. As teenagers, we want approval from our friends. As adults, we want approval from our boss, our neighbors, and sometimes even complete strangers on social media. Think about how strange this is. Someone we have never met clicks a button on the internet and suddenly we feel so happy and sad. Sometimes someone leaves a comment in the Facebook and our whole day changes. But Paul teaches us something different. Paul knew who he was in Christ. He wasn't perfect. He wasn't the best speaker. In fact, some people said his speaking ability was weak. Some said he wasn't impressive. Some criticized his appearance. Some criticized his ministry. But Paul kept going because his identity came from God. Church, if you build your life on people's opinion, your life will be like a roller coaster. One day somebody praises you, you feel amazing. The next day somebody criticizes you, you feel terrible. One day you are a hero. The next day you are a villain. One day you are wonderful. Next day you are awful. Nothing has actually changed except somebody's opinion. Can I tell you something? People's opinion changes faster than British weather. In the morning, it's sunshine. By lunchtime, it's raining. By evening, somebody is wearing shorts, whilst another person is wearing a winter coat. And sometimes people are like that too. But God never changes. God's love never changes. God's acceptance never changes. God's grace never changes. People may reject you. People may misunderstand you. People may overlook to you. But God sees you. God knows you. God loves you. God calls you his child. And that is enough. Romans chapter 8, verse 38 to 39 assures us that nothing can separate us from the love of the God in Christ Jesus. When people misunderstand or overlook us, God's love remains steady and complete. Perhaps today you feel overlooked. Perhaps you have worked hard and nobody noticed. Perhaps you are served faithfully and nobody thanked you. Remember this, people may forget what you have done. God never forgets. Every prayer is seen. Every act of kindness is seen. Every sacrifice is seen. Every tear is seen. God sees everything. The world may overlook you. Heaven never does. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10 tells us that God is not unjust. He will not forget our work and the love we have shown him by serving others. Nothing done faithfully for God is ever wasted or unseen. Church, I remember when I came to the UK first, everything was new to me. New culture, new system, new weather, new people. Sometimes I felt like a fish out of water. I would speak and people would ask me to repeat myself because of my accent. Sometimes I wondered if I really belonged here. Have you ever felt like that? Like everyone else knows what they're doing except you? But during those moments, God reminded me that my identity is not found in where I live, what people think of me, or whether I fit in perfectly. My identity is found in Christ. People may see an immigrant. God sees his child. People may see limitations. God sees possibilities. People may see your present. God sees your future. And I stand here today as evidence that God can lead you through unfamiliar seasons if you simply keep trusting Him. The second, can I have the next slide? So that text, the second truth is the real love gives more than it takes. Jesus said to Mark in Mark chapter 10, verse 45, that he came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life for many. Christians' love is seen mostly clearly when we willingly give our time, strength, and compassion to others. One of the most beautiful verses in this passage is when Paul says, I will be very gladly spent and be spent for you. Paul wasn't saying, what can I get for you? He was saying, what can I give it to you? This is true Christian's love. The world often asks, what do I receive? Jesus asks, what can I give? The world says, serve me. Jesus says, let me serve you. The world says, look after yourself first. Jesus says, love your neighbor. Imagine. If everyone in a marriage asked, how can I bless my spouse today? Imagine if everyone in a church asked, how can I serve everybody today? Imagine if everyone in the community asked, how can I help someone today? The world would look very different. Years ago, somebody asked a little boy, what do you want to be when you grow up? The young boy replied, I want to be a granddad. The person asked, why? He said, because granddads have all the time in the world. Children often remember the people who gave them time. Not money, not position, time. Love gives, love serves, love sacrifices, love cares. Paul understood that. And Jesus demonstrated it perfectly. Think about Christ. He left heaven. He entered our broken world. He endured rejection. He carried a cross. He died for our sins. Why? Because he loves us. Real love always costs something. John chapter 15 verse 13 says, greater love has no one than this, to lay down on one's life for one's friend. Love is more than a feeling. It chooses sacrifice for the good of another people. And church, every time you serve someone, you become a little more like Jesus. Every time you encourage somebody, every time you forgive somebody, every time you help somebody, every time you pray for somebody, you are reflecting Christ. Never underestimate the power of simple kindness. A smile can change a day. A phone call can lift a burden. A prayer can change a life. A kind word can heal a wounded heart. Sometimes the smallest acts make little or biggest difference. Working in the care taught me something very beautiful about Christian love. There are days when the carers help people who cannot always say thank you. They assist with meals, medication, personal care, and companionship. Sometimes the person may not even remember what was done for them. Yet the carers continue serving. Why? Because true service isn't about applause. It's about compassion. And every time I see the kindness of selfless care, I am reminded of Jesus. Jesus served people who often did not understand him. He loved people who sometimes rejected him, yet he kept serving. That is real love. As said in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, encourages us not to grow weary in doing good, because in due seasons we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. God sees every quiet act of care and every service offered with compassion. Can I have the next slide, please? The third truth is that God cares about the character more than our reputation. First Samuel chapter 16 verse 7 teaches us that people look at outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. God is shaping not only what others see, but who we are becoming and when no one else is watching. Paul tells the Corinthians that he is concerned about what he might find when he visits. He mentions jealousy, anger, self-ambition, gossip, pride, disorder. Notice something different. Paul is not worried about the size of the church. He is not worried about the popularity of the church. He is worried about the character of the church. Because God cares about who we are becoming. The world is obsessed with image. God is interested in character. The world focuses on appearance. God focuses on heart. The world asks, how do I look? God asks, who you are becoming? You can fool people. You cannot fool God. You can impress people. You cannot impress God. Because God sees everything. And yet, that should not frighten us. It should comfort us. Because God sees not only our failures, He sees our potential. He sees what we can become through His grace. Think about Peter. Peter failed. Peter denied Jesus. Peter made mistakes. But Jesus saw beyond Peter's failure. He saw Peter's future. Think about Moses. Moses doubted himself, yet God used him. Think about David. David made serious mistakes, yet God restored him. Think about Paul. Paul persecuted Christians, yet God transformed him into an apostle. Our God is a God of transformation. He specializes in changing lives. He takes broken people and gives them hope. He takes fearful people and gives them courage. He takes guilty people and gives them forgiveness. He takes ordinary people and does extraordinary things through them. This is the gospel. Not that we are good enough, but that God is gracious enough. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says that anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. God's grace does not merely cover our past, it begins transforming our lives from the inside out. So it's about when people disappoint you. So one lesson from this passage is that even Christians can disappoint us. The Corinthians disappointed Paul. Church members can disappoint you. Friends can disappoint us. Family members can disappoint us. Leaders can disappoint us. Why? Because we are humans. If you look for a perfect church, you will never find one. And if you do find one, don't join it. You will ruin it. Because none of us are perfect. We all need grace. We all make mistakes. We all fall short. That is why we need Jesus. The church is not a museum of saints. It is a hospital for sinners. We gather here not because we are perfect. We gather here because we need God's grace. Romans chapter 3 verse 23 reminds us that all have sinned and fall short of God's glory, yet we are justified freely by His grace through Christ. The church is a family of imperfect people being restored by a perfect Savior. Can I have the next slide? God is still working. Romans chapter 8 verse 28 declares that God works in all things for the good of those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. Even our wrong turns and painful delays can be used by God as a part of His greater plan. A few years ago, I was driving somewhere using a Google map. Everything was going well until I missed a turn. Immediately, the sat-nav said, recalculating. I missed another turn, recalculating again. Then I took another wrong road, recalculating. I felt almost like Satnav was getting annoyed with me. But do you know what it never said? It never said, "That's it. I had enough of you. You are hopeless." It simply found another route for me. And sometimes God works like that. We make mistakes. We make wrong turns. We miss opportunities. We fail. Yet God says, "I can still get you where I want you to be." Isn't that good news? We serve a God of divine recalculation. Perhaps today somebody feels discouraged. You have prayed for years. You have waited for answers. You have faced challenges. You have experienced setbacks. Listen carefully. God is still working. Just because you cannot see it doesn't mean he is not doing it. When a farmer plants seeds, he doesn't dig them every morning to check their progress. Growth happens beneath the surface. And sometimes God is working beneath the surface of our life. You can't see it. You can't measure it. You can't explain it. But God is still working. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31 says, promises that those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Waiting is not wasted time when God is using it to prepare, strengthen, and mature us. He is preparing you, strengthening you, growing you, teaching you, guiding you. What feels like a delay may actually be a preparation. What feels like a setback may actually be a setup for something greater. Last year, I decided I was going to walk regularly for my health. The first few days were very easy because the weather was very nice. Then came a typical British day. Rain, wind, more rain, and then just for variety, some extra rain. Suddenly, my motivation disappeared. I looked out the window and thought, perhaps tomorrow. Then I realized something. If I only walk when conditions are perfect, I will rarely walk in Britain. And the faith is something like that. We want to trust God when the sun is shining. We want to trust God when prayers are answered immediately. We want to trust God when life is comfortable. The real faith keeps walking when the weather changes. Real faith keeps believing when circumstances do not make sense. Real faith keeps trusting even when the sky is cloudy. And eventually, if you keep walking with God, you will discover that he was with you in all the rain all along. Psalm 23 verse 4 says, even when we walk through the darkest valley, we need not fear because God is with us. Faith does not promise an easy road, but it assures us that we never walk it alone. Let me finish with a powerful story. A little boy was flying a kite. The kite went so high in the sky that it disappeared in the clouds. A man walked by and asked, "How do you know the kite is still there?" The little boy smiled and said, "Because every now and then I can feel it pull." Church, there are times when God seems hidden. You can't see him. You can't understand what is he doing. You don't know why the prayers hasn't been answered. You don't know why the situation hasn't changed. But every now and then, you will feel his pull. The sermon touches the heart. A verse speaks to you. A prayer strengthens you. A worship song encourages you. And you realize God is still there. He has never left you. He has never abandoned you. He is still holding the string. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 describes faith as confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Even when God feels hidden, his presence and his promises remain secure. So what do we learn from 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 11 to 21? We learned that our value comes from God, not the people. We learned that the real love gives more than it takes. We learned that God cares about the character more than our reputation. Church, never forget who you are. You are loved by God. You are known by God. You are seen by God. You are valuable to God. The same God who strengthened Paul is with you today. The same God who carried Paul through trials will carry you. The same God who transformed Paul can transform us. So keep praying, keep trusting, keep loving, keep serving, because keep believing, because God has not finished with you yet. Your story is still being written. The best chapter may still be ahead, and the God who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. As Philippians chapter 1 verse 6 gives us this assurance, he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. God has not abandoned your story, and his faithful purpose for your life is still unfolding. May God bless you richly. Amen.